From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lauren Green. Missouri lawmakers are attempting to defund Planned Parenthood by taking it off of Medicaid rolls, even for basic health care services. States like Arkansas, Mississippi, and Texas have already successfully blocked Medicaid funding for the organization. The proposed legislation would make it illegal for Missouri's Medicaid program to reimburse Planned Parenthood for healthcare services to low-income patients. This would include routine services like pap smears and cancer screenings. Past efforts to defund the organization have been struck down, and the most recent state Supreme Court ruling found that it was unconstitutional. MU Healthcare plans to open a larger urgent care location on Truman Boulevard on May 30th. According to KUMU, the Eastland Drive location closed yesterday, and the Edgewood Drive location will remain open until May 29th. The new facility will offer more space and services, including on-site imaging and lab draws. The hours will expand to 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekly. Ashley Borgmeyer is the MU Healthcare Urgent Care Clinics Manager and says the opening will bring more comprehensive care to patients.
We do have experts in those areas to do those jobs, and we highly value that. So having radiology techs doing x-rays, having nursing take care of the patients, our patient access team registering the patients and making sure we get all of the elements to not only the registration piece, but that carries into the quality care component that we deliver to the patients.
The new location will also have updated IT systems to create a more efficient workflow. City of Columbia residents can start filing petitions this week for the city's Ward 1 special election. Columbia City Council members voted on April 16th to host a special election on August 6th to fill a vacancy in the Ward 1 seat. Candidates for the seat must be residents of Ward 1, registered voters, and not currently holding a lucrative public office. They must file a petition with a minimum of 50 signatures to the city clerk's office starting at 8 a.m. on Wednesday. The deadline for submissions is 5 p.m. on June 4th. The city clerk's office is located in City Hall at 701 East Broadway and is open from 8 a.m. to noon and from 1 to 5 p.m. In celebration of Earth Day today, the Biden-Harris administration selected the Missouri Environmental Improvement and Energy Resources Authority to receive $156 million via the Solar for All grant competition. The 60 Solar for All grant recipients are expected to bring over 900,000 low-income and disadvantaged household solar energy access across the country. In Columbia, residents like festival organizer Laura Wacker celebrated Earth Day yesterday with the 34th annual Earth Day celebration.
The goal of the event is to get people aware about things that are happening to our Earth and to celebrate the Earth.
Festival goers were encouraged to learn how to live lives that promote sustainability. The Solar for All grant has the same mission. I'm Lauren Green, KBIA News, Columbia.